This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Vox Trudamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And yet to come tonight on That Kevin Show, she's an actress from Sun Moon, Mackenzie Mosey. He's the most read pediatrician on earth, Dr. Harvey Karp. And Amber Autry on the Dry Bar Comedy stage, and Lainey Wilson back in the music spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where it's been 3,657 days since Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez last jumped an NYC subway turnstile, here's That Kevin!
I don't know if announcer Dave is accurate with that number, but it was interesting to see AOC have an opinion this week about, people that take subways and how they should comport themselves. Evidently, she thinks it's fine if you just walk up to people and start going nuts and harassing them. Anyway, let's get to assignment weekend, assignment desk weekend. President Biden, pictured here, describing the required distance he is now to maintain between he and girls that are under age 18, announced this week on Friday that he was holding a major press conference, though none were on his schedule. He began to figure out something might not be right when there was no one to call on. So he shook hands with all in attendance and called it a day. Democrats upset that the GOP released a commercial this last week in which they said that AI had painted a dystopian view of Biden's policies, demanded that in the future that they only use previously approved pictures. A new poll shows that a strong majority of Americans believe that sex is assigned at birth. How dare they? 60% of the respondents said that it's determined at birth. Your sex is determined there at birth. 35% said an individual can choose their sex as they go along in their course of life. And less than 1%, about 0.5%, said that the science is clear. Dylan Mulvaney is nuts and should not be endorsing any products from now on. Mysterious piles of pasta lining about a quarter of a mile of a creek bed in New Jersey. This was a mystery that had kept people guessing for a few days on the internet, trying to figure out where it came from and whose it belonged to and so forth. The ultimate explanation has been released, though. New Jersey. Boston Red Sox fans are expressing their contempt for Bud Light's use of the biological male, Dylan Mulvaney, to be the spokesperson for its product, many saying it had nothing to do with Mulvaney's profession as much as it was that they just couldn't understand the sophisticated marketing tactics.
No.
President Biden, once again seen here, trying to remember if he's standing upright or not, complained in an interview with MSNBC this week that it was, in fact, the left-leaning news outlet's fault that was to blame for his low poll numbers. MSNBC. Which they found to be odd because NBC, the NBC-owned cable operation, in turn blamed Biden for the incredibly low audience numbers. And finally, that brings us to our discussion of the night, the sad saga of King Charles and Prince Harry. Now, as I understand it, the way things have gone this week with the coronation of King Charles happening this morning, Prince Harry, well, we already knew he was off to a little bit of a rocky start because he said he was coming to the coronation, but not his wife and not his children, the grandchildren of now the king. Chose not to let him be there in this most historic moment of this most historic time. Now, he did express in public statements that there is hope that he and his father can reconcile. But this is what he has proposed, that they be forced to read his not necessarily great-selling book called Spare, his own autobiographical account of some of his exploits, why he needs the King of England to know about his masturbatory experiences and other things from college all the way through to modern life. It is a little bit mind-boggling. But that's what he said he wanted. He wanted to have the family know what he had been through and understand what he had been through and therefore identify with him. He also wants them to watch the widely panned, very trashy Netflix official documentary, Harry and Meghan. He said he would also like them to listen to their Spotify podcast and maybe attend their red carpet experiences as well in the near future. What all this means to Meghan's acting career, we can only take a guess at. But at the end of the day, he said he's not willing to really be reconciled to the royal family unless not only King Charles does this, but also Prince William and Princess Kate Middleton. The interesting thing about all of that is that this is all rehashed territory for Will and Kate and Harry and Meghan. These standing feuds have been there for a long time. And this grievance that Prince Harry has about his father not giving him enough attention and wanting to be back inside the inner circle really has a lot more to do with his wife than it does anything the royal family has done. If anything, you should draw the conclusion that the royal family has not had a problem accepting the in-laws of those who have married into the royal family. Kate Middleton's family has been widely accepted, and they were not necessarily the types of people that the royals would have associated with in the past. But there does seem to be a thread here. And that is, if you're a decent person, a nice person, a person that other people actually don't mind spending time with, that sometimes it actually works out in your favor. And the problem with Harry and Meghan is that ever since they were royals and part of the official royal family doing official royal duties, is that they have had a chip on their shoulder, feeling like they were in some ways put off to the side. And maybe the royal family struggled with interracial marriage for the first one that they've had in their lineage. But it was very obvious to everyone that was watching that the royals had welcomed Meghan in, and now they had become, in fact, part of the family. It wasn't the royals' decision for Harry and Meghan to move all the way to California and basically extricate themselves from any type of royal activity. That was Meghan Markle's idea. I think Harry's in a difficult situation because he wants to extract demands from his father, the king, who's not going to give them to him. The King of England should not be bothered to read Harry's book called Spare. And he shouldn't be forced to sit and watch that Netflix trash either, the nauseating documentary that the two of them put out. At the end of the day, they need to shake hands. They need to be gentlemen, and they need to forgive and forgive. And whatever grievance is there, identify it, say, I'm sorry, but move on. But Harry wanting them to do that publicly is a different story. Publicly state that the royal family was wrong. Publicly bring shame on the royal family. Publicly air the dirty laundry that should have never been outside the family to begin with. Think about it if it was in the context of your own kids. You want them going to the TV cameras to explain all the things that they're mad at you about? That doesn't seem to make any sense at all. And I hope that for Harry and Meghan's sake, they don't let this beef keep them from experiencing what should be a very pleasant and enjoyable childhood for their children, the king's grandchildren. They've already started it off on a very rocky footing with not allowing the kids to even be there for the coronation. Where it goes from here, they will have to decide in the days and weeks to come. All right, Kevin McCullough, that's Assignment Desk Weekend. Stay with us because we've still got a big show coming up in this, the rest of this hour. The actress Mackenzie Mosey, speaking of Brits, joins me next.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now, back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Well, my next guest stars in an upcoming PureFlix film that you can get on demand, which is one of those advantages of the new way we do everything nowadays. But she plays a very interesting character and very interesting story, and she's here to talk about it. Please help me welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Mackenzie Mosey.
Hi.
Mackenzie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's good to have you here in New York. I so appreciate you coming on. We like to highlight particularly the stuff that's helpful for kids and families to be able to enjoy entertainment together. And I'm guessing that you as actors and actresses and producers and directors don't seem to mind the fact that content is expanding as well. A lot of different areas to be able to focus on.
Yeah, it's a different world for sure. It was starting before COVID, but definitely during and after COVID, so many things are remote, and like pilot season isn't as much of a thing anymore. Just from an actor's perspective, there's just right. So many shows and so many different outlets. And I think what's really cool about this movie is it's very family friendly and uplifting. And I have a lot of cousins and some little nieces and nephews, so it's nice to be able to do something that they'll enjoy watching.
But it's not just the appetite of the consumer. It's also the delivery systems that have changed. And maybe you could speak to this, but, you know, there used to be, you would mark it on the calendar, Thursday night, Cosby Show, yeah. You've got to be yeah. there. And now it's almost, and this is almost a verbatim conversation I have with my wife, but it's, what do we have? And that doesn't mean what's coming on. It means what has already been released and is waiting in queue. And there may be five or six different episodes or shows that we're watching simultaneously. And we don't do one episode a week trying to get, we just cram it all, get it done, and then go on to the next one. But there are some that are still releasing things kind of peer on an episodic level. So there's kind of a mix of that. But I think it's going to become all about what the consumer wants when they want it. And PureFlix has really learned to agree to the appetite of the family-friendly consumer.
Yeah, they have. This is my first film with them. You know, Sony firm, I guess, now. Yeah. I don't understand all of the business parts of it, but I think they own PureFlix now. But anyway, I think that they do a really good job of that. And I noticed when I read the script that it had a really special place, and it deals with real life, like real, I mean, not everyone gets left at the altar, but real loss and heartbreak and just that process of navigating how to figure out who you are on the other side of such a low point and what your purpose is and kind of taking a leap of faith as she did going to Taiwan. But I think while it is wholesome and family friendly, it's also dealing with some real life things and has a lot of humor in it, so I hope that it's entertaining and inspiring.
It's honest and it has some real emotion. For people that have not had a chance to see it, just give us the thumbnail of what the storyline is.
Yeah, so Kelsey has a big heartbreak at the beginning. She gets left at the altar. She is overwhelmed and numb, and she gets this opportunity to go teach English to students in Taiwan. And so she jumps on a plane, goes to Taiwan, and is just trying to figure out who she is and redefine her relationship with God and what her purpose is anymore. And meanwhile, she's dealing with her mom being sick at home. And she creates these relationships that are so powerful in Taiwan that she did not expect, and it begins to change her perspective and her life. So I think largely it's a story about how God works through hard times and the good that can come through dark phases of life. And again, she has a sense of humor, so I appreciated that as an actor. It was
did you have anything? Did you find anything in Kelsey that resonated with you?
Yeah, I mean, I had experienced heartbreak. I've experienced feeling like lost a little bit, not knowing what was next, and feeling like a failure almost. And just, I think when I go through something hard, I tend to get hard before I get soft. And Kelsey, I think, is a little bit like that. So I just really appreciated this journey that she goes on to find her strength again and reconnect to who she is and who she's meant to be. So I feel like I've been on a similar journey in my own life and navigating a phase of life that I would say was marked by a lot of loss. And I just appreciated how she was vulnerable, but also kind of like, you know, funny and engaging with people and like trying to navigate how much of herself she gives, and just really kind of messy, but also beautiful at the same time.
Interesting. If you talk with human behavioralists, they'll tell you that the key to overcoming significant loss, traumatic emotional loss, loved ones, divorce, all the big things that kind of hit the big loss button in our lives, that it's reinvesting in people that saves you. So it's, you know, you feel the loss, and it would seem to be counterintuitive, especially in the modern culture, to say, to go on an others focused, a mission in your life, but it really is kind of a saving grace. It's like it gets you out of yourself and starts mm-hmm. helping you understand the blessings you have and how you can help bring those about in other people's lives.
For sure. It changes your perspective, and I think it makes it nearly impossible to just be self-focused on what you're going through when you kind of put yourself out there like that. And her case specifically, she's dealing with a language barrier in a completely different culture. But I do think my tendency when I'm going through something is to, like, my friends call it turtle time. But the reality is,
I love that expression. That's great.
Just give me a second.
I'm pulling my shell right now. That's it.
Yeah. But my best friends, you know, we've all learned from each other that to lean on each other is where there's a lot of hope.
Friendships are valuable. We appreciate Mackenzie, you coming in and taking a little bit of time to explain. We're gonna take a look at the trailer right here. And Mackenzie Mosey, starring in Sun Moon, now available on PureFlix. Take a look.
Kelsey, go away.
Okay. Hey, girls.
Hey, Mita.
I'm sorry to hear about. What do people call it?
Getting left at the altar.
Okay, well, keep praying.
I think God uses everything. What you love, your mistakes, your whims. I guess if you're stuck, maybe take a leap of faith.
He offered me a job teaching in Taiwan.
What? There's nothing for me here.
You should go before you start crying.
Kelsey, this is your class. Please.
Teacher, are you from America?
Are you a movie star?
Do you watch American movies?
That's infuriating.
Okay.
Can you help me? I don't know what I'm doing. I can't go back, and I refuse to admit one more failure, you know? God, you don't understand English.
Nepo.
This is embarrassing.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Multiple deaths are reported from a mass shooting at a mall in Texas today. The suspect in the shooting at the Allen Premium Outlets is also dead, killed by an officer. The victims range in age from 5 to 61 years old. President Biden is sending troops to prepare for an expected surge in migrants crossing the border when Title 42 expires in just a matter of days. The newly crowned King Charles III and Queen Camilla greeted a massive crowd outside Buckingham Palace. They waved to the public from the palace balcony alongside Prince William and Kate, Prince of Wales, and other family members. Madge is the Kentucky Derby winner, ending a day that was marred in tragedy. Two horses had to be put down after accidents in earlier races. Two Phils and Angel of Empire came in second and third, respectively. Jerry Marmash, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My next guest has, he has a lot of credentials. He is the most read pediatrician in the universe, not just on planet Earth. He's also recently had a major breakthrough with one of the products that up until that point had already become one of the most important baby products ever produced on planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Dr. Harvey Karp.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Hello, Dr. K. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. And, you know, we don't do a lot of baby segments on That Kevin Show, but I'm very excited to hear about the good that the SNOO, S-N-O-O, it's like snooze, but you fall asleep before you say the end of the word, SNOO. What's happening? The FDA has just made an announcement.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. Did you ever hear about how they tell you to drive little kids in the car?
Yes.
You know, if they're fussing?
And that is a trick that we pulled once or twice with our three. I will grant you.
Okay, well, what are you doing when you do that? You're imitating the baby's experience in the womb. Even adults fall asleep in trains and planes and cars. And so Snoo, which came out about 6 years ago, it's so awarded because it rocks and shushes babies all night. I'll show you. If you just push the button, the bed starts to rock and make white noise that's coming underneath the baby's head. The baby is in this special swaddle, which has wings that attach to the back of the swaddle and attach to the bed. So the baby can move but cannot roll over. And then when the baby fusses, there are sensors in the bed that detect that. And after a few seconds, the bed starts going up at a faster speed. And if the baby continues to cry or fuss, the bed will now go up to a next faster speed. So this is imitating what your older sister would do if she came over and said, Kevin, go to sleep. I'm going to hold and rock this baby all night. And so what happens when you do this, like driving them in the car all night, they sleep an extra hour, they cry less. And when they're secured, you have the peace of mind that they're going to stay on their back and not roll to an unsafe position, which
is where the only negative thing I have to say about it, Dr. Karp, is where were you when my kids were this age? Because I'm a perfect candidate for what you're talking about. We moved to New York City. Neither my bride or I have family within 1,000 miles of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were a lot of nights where we had to get up and do the rocking in the rocking chair and get them back to a sleeping state. And of course, there's always the concern that they will roll over. And there's dangers in that too.
Exactly right. 3,500 babies in the United States, healthy babies, die every year, and they just roll to an unsafe position. Listen, you would not drive your child in the car for 3 minutes without securing them in a car seat.
Right.
Yet the number one place they die is in their beds, and we put them there for 12 or 14 hours completely unsecured. It doesn't make any sense. And what we're very confident is, especially now with the FDA's de novo approval, we can keep them on the back, and that's going to keep babies safer.
Well, you've been heralded by multiple publications and media outlets. It's nice to see that the FDA has come along and said that it's good as well. I guess the really big question is, if people are convinced from watching just these few minutes together, where do they go for more information?
Well, you know what? We want everyone to get this for free. We want everyone to get a free Snoo paid for by the insurance company. Right now, thousands of people get a free Snoo from their employers. So companies like J.P. Morgan and Under Armour and Weight Watchers there in Manhattan and Snapchat and Activision Blizzard, and actually anyone can have their company contact us so we can, you know, help to provide this for free for parents, because we're really that's our goal, is to support parents to be able to do a better job. And anyone whose company doesn't provide it, they can rent it from us directly for about $5 a day. It's pretty much a Starbucks coffee to get a 24-hour helper, more sleep, safer babies. And they can do that on our website, which is happiestbaby.com.
Happiestbaby.com is where you go to find out all the information about the Snoo for your little one. And I love everything about it, Dr. Karp. It's just really something that is, well, we needed it a long time ago, but fortunately you're here with us now and it's available now. And friends, I hope that you'll check that out, especially if you're anticipating the arrival of a little one. You don't ever want to take chances with those precious gifts that our children are to us. Dr. Harvey Karp, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kevin. A pleasure talking to you.
You got it. See, you never know what's going to be on That Kevin Show. Coming right back from New York.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to welcome tonight a new comedian from the Dry Bar Comedy Stage. She has a podcast called I'm Fine, It's Fine Podcast. She's got a brand new album out called Now That's What I Call Trauma. And she is doing things for a very good cause. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Amber Autry.
I'm 30, which is a fine age, a good age. My knees are still supple. I can still do this, so that's good. I am ready to be the age where it's okay to be tired, though. You know, I want to be like like my granny. You ask her to go to the store, she's like, I'm on oxygen. Do you want this to be the last thing I do? I'm like, wow, that's a good excuse. Yeah, I'm going to borrow that one. That's amazing. I share a birthday with my 3-year-old nephew. At first, I didn't want to share a birthday with him, right? I'm like, I want my own birthday. And they're like, who's turning 3? And who's turning 30? But I got there, and it was amazing because we had mimosas and a bounce house. Have you ever heard of a cooler party than that? I was like, let's keep this going. Next year, I want Pedialyte and Xanax, you know? Just no one knows which way is up or down. I love that. My sister was like, you're never watching him. I'm like, no, that's a solid choice. Yeah. I shouldn't. That's a good choice. I don't have any kids of my own. And I'm not ready for them. I know this because right now I have 2 cats. And on multiple occasions, I just forget to buy them food. I'm just like, what do you mean you can't digest oatmeal? Since when? Kids are weird, too. They do, like, strange things that I'm not very used to, you know? Like, they can stare at you without blinking for a very long time. I once had a kid stare at me so long that I thought I knew them in a past life. I had to go up to them without creeping out their parents like, Aunt Judy. Is that you? I swear I was going to pay you back right before you died. I swear. I grew up with a very good mom. I grew up with a single mom. Single moms in here? All right, all right. They're like, that's all the energy I got, baby. Don't ask me to do any more. Grew up with a single mom. She was awesome. The best thing about my mom is that she never yelled at me. If she ever needed me to behave, she would lean in close and whisper, I'm not afraid to spank you in front of all these people. I was like, oh, thank you for not yelling that in Walmart. Thank you. That's so nice. My mom doesn't drink that much anymore, but the other night she had 2 beers, which meant she was safely able to drive home from the passenger seat. Love that. She insisted on putting the directions in her phone, even though I already had them in mine. So I was getting the directions relayed to me 3 times. Once from my mom's phone, turn right on Gary Avenue. Once from my phone, turn right on Gary Avenue. And once from my mom, like, you're going to want to turn right on Gary Avenue. Right. The worst part about this is that every messenger was pronouncing a different word wrong. So her phone was like, Fly Ryan, James White Berkeley. My mom was like, Fly Ryan, James White Berkeley. My mom was like, Fly over, I'm gonna puke. I'm like, okay. Get it out of the car. Next stop, nursing home, mama. I'm just kidding. I would never take my mom to a nursing home. Those things are so expensive. Never be able to afford that. Mom is interesting. She watches a lot of murder television. You guys watch the murder shows? Oh, the women are very excited. Their partners next to them are like, why? Why are you yelling about it? It's scary. It's scary to me. You know that, right? It is scary. I don't know. I don't know women why we love it so much, but it does make you crazy. You can't have like a normal conversation, you know? Like not too long ago, I sent a picture to my mom of me wearing this like cute little 70s outfit. I was like, what do you think? And she was like, Ted Bundy would have definitely murdered you. I was like, well, mom, that's not a compliment. That's a weird thing to say. It happened to me too. Not too long ago, something fell on my head. And I asked my boyfriend, I was like, what would you have done with my body if I would have passed out? He's like, taking it to the hospital. I'm like, oh, not everyone says oil rig. Okay, cool. That's just like a weird murder thing. Okay. You gotta check. I do think that more women should be solving crimes, though. Ladies, right? We're so smart. We have an attention to detail. And we can jump to a conclusion like that. You know, just with no facts, just saying things off the top of her head. So we like, we got 9 guys in the lineup. I'm like, okay, before I walk in there, 8 of them are creepy. And they're like, well, they didn't all do anything. I'm like, didn't they though? They met a couple of Chads, didn't they? Yeah, I think lock them up. Check this out. Not gonna lie. Funny, I realized the phrase not gonna lie is usually followed up by something that's not worth lying about. People will be like, I'm not going to lie, I do prefer mayonnaise to mustard. It's like, okay, Mike, when are you not going to lie about cheating on your spouse? We get 30 minutes for lunch, man. Really killing the vibe at Subway. That's why I think the phrase not going to lie should be followed up by something that's a little more secret. You know, like my not going to lie is that I love public fighting. I do. I love it. And I'm not talking about pay-per-view boxing. I'm talking about middle-of-the-week grocery store, following a couple down the aisle, will-they-won't-they type situation. You know? I want them to start yelling. They knock over a cereal box, and there's my face. You guys going to stay together? The best public fight I ever saw were two Amish people fighting downtown. I know, I thought they just, like, got along. Turns out they don't. They were arguing about which direction to go, and finally one of them was like, you know what? You go this way, I'll go that way, and we'll see what happens. That's insane. Because it's not like they can text each other later and be like, sorry, I was being grumpy. Meet me at the wagon. They just never see each other again. Which is probably how they wanted to go.
How they wanted to go, indeed. Amber Autry, our selected comic relief for tonight at That Kevin Show. Glad to have you with us. We've got a big, big music spotlight tonight. When we come back, it's Lainey Wilson. You don't want to miss this.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the bell-bottom queen herself, Lainey Wilson. Comparisons to country classic Dolly Parton, but she's got her own specific signature, Lainey Wilson, here on That Kevin Show. We've got a great show for you next week. I hope you'll be back. Same time, same place. And a big thanks to everyone who was with us tonight. Larry Elder, Mackenzie Mosey, Dr. Harvey Karp, and of course Lainey Wilson and Amber Autry. We'll see you next time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what
what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.